And now, Boone Erickson, News of the World. Worldwide News. Yes, time again for Boone Erickson Worldwide News. This newscast was honored recently as a winner of an Academy Award.
Academy Award, that's wonderful. The Academy of Arts and Sciences?
No, Minnehaha Academy.
Oh.
You know, the one on River Road.
Yeah, get on with the news.
Then here it is, Boone Erickson, Worldwide News.
Naturally, with the election just days away, politics headlines the Boone Erickson Worldwide News coverage this week. We switch now to our Boone Erickson pollster somewhere out in CCO land.
This is your pollster. No, this is your Boone Erickson Worldwide News pollster. And I'm busy asking people here who they'll vote for. Goldwater or Johnson? Sir, I wonder if you'd, we have us. Who you vote for, sir?
Johnson.
And how about you, sir?
Goldwater, sir.
And you, sir, of the two candidates, which will you vote for, Johnson or Goldwater?
I'm going to vote no.
There has been much talk about the smear during this campaign, or as some refer to it, mudslinging. We're on the go now to get reaction on this.
This is your Boone Erickson announcer asking the question, is mud being slung in this campaign? Or is it slang? It's slinged. Anyway, sir, pardon me, how do you feel about this? Have you heard the candidates?
Yes, I have. I've listened to every speech the candidates have uttered.
Oh, you've heard every speech? Well, in that case, you certainly should be able to answer our question. Do you think too much mud is being slung in this campaign?
Well, let's put it this way. If it isn't mudslinging, then the statements of the opposing political candidates must be true, and if the statements are true, none of them's fit to hold office.
One of the charges in this year's campaign concerns morality. Senator Goldwater alleges more immorality in the nation today under the Johnson administration. Let's ask this man his reaction to this. Sir, what do you think about this?
I wonder if you could comment... Comment, yeah.
...on the existence...
Existence.
...or non-existence...
...or non-existence...
...of an immoral society today.
No, I couldn't.
Why not?
I don't know what in the heck you're talking about.
Yes. What I mean is,
us laymen can understand it.
All right. What I mean is this. In plain language, do you think the country has gone to pot under the Johnson administration?
Well, I don't know about that, but I think my wife started getting pot under the Eisenhower administration. She's bigger than ever now.